True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
We stay on the Green Bay Packers right now here in the first hour with Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on X at Tom Silverstein. Tom, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
Okay, so first segment, we were seeing a report out there that the Packers were talking to the agent for Brandon Aubrey of the Dallas Cowboys, according to a report out there. The question that we asked was this: would you rather see the Packers keep McManus, make Aubrey the highest paid kicker in the NFL, or potentially bring in someone less expensive than those two at this point? What would be your vote?
Well, it depends what Aubrey's salary is going to be.
Well, Harrison Butker, for example, is 4 years at 25. So my guess would be it would be somewhere like between 4 years at 28 to 32 would be my guess.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for a kicker. And I don't know, that Aubrey's been great. He's been mostly an indoor kicker, but he's kicked outdoors. He's been pretty successful. He's got the strongest leg in the league, pretty much.
Yep.
I just don't know. That's a lot of money to give for a kicker. Now, if that's kind of all you plan to do in free agency, maybe, get a linebacker as well. Maybe fill with a, mid-tier wide receiver or something like that, or defensive lineman. But I don't know. That just seems like a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. I'm a fan of just keeping McManus and saying, look, he was hurt most of last year. When he got healthy, he kicked pretty good at the end of the regular season. Yeah, I know he stubbed his toe and was bad in the playoff game, but I'd rather just go that way than trying to experiment a kicker again.
Yeah, and we need to see Haversick too.
Yeah.
I mean, they saw him in practice, and I don't, it's possible he wasn't that good in practice, but we saw him in games, and he hit some pretty impressive field goals, and he wasn't with the team the entire year. So, yeah, I would go with those two going into training camp.
Tom Silverstein, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Packers beat writer. Follow him on X at Tom Silverstein, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. All right, let's talk about your piece on Matt LaFleur and these NFLPA grading cards that apparently they didn't want to get public, but as always, they got made public. And you can look at the different grades and say, okay, offensive coordinator was like a C+ or something, and special teams coach with Bisaccia was a B+. But to me, that report, I think that was Nagler had or whatever originally before everybody got a hold of the grades, talking about respect to the players. And he was like, Matt LaFleur apparently was like second to last. When you get that specific on something and you're at that bottom tier, to me, it was like, wow. Like, did Ed Policy know this was coming before he gave him this extension? And if he didn't know, would it have changed potentially his mind? Because if I'm Policy, Tom, bring me my leadership committee or whoever it is on the Packers. I'd like to have a conversation.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, that's where the structure that they have doesn't work. You know, this is where you need a general manager who's at practice, who, you know, is involved every day, goes to the personnel meetings with the coaches, is intimately involved in everything. And he's making the decision. And from what I understand, Gutekunst didn't have any say in the decision. It was all Policy. And so, you know, he just can't know that. I don't know how the president knows that without the general manager being an absolute integral part of that. So I think they still have the wrong structure going. And, you know, maybe if Gutekunst is more involved, he has some opinions on that.
Tom, you're in the locker room. You deal with all these players. You talk with all these players. Other than McManus kind of going back and forth with LaFleur in the media, I don't remember really anybody else really going at LaFleur publicly since he's been here for the most part. I mean, him and Aaron, I guess, a little bit in the beginning, trying to figure themselves out. But, I mean, for the most part, you don't get that type of thing with this Packers locker room. I was really surprised by that.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know what happens behind the scenes. And some of it is, it's not, sometimes it's subtle stuff. It's, you know, how is he treating you when you're injured? How is he treating you when you're not playing well? Is there, you know, I think accountability is an issue for some of the players, maybe. Now, I shouldn't say I know this, but imagine, you know, the way things went on the offensive line and they were so slow to make changes. And you know, when people were getting beat, you know, did they make significant changes? No. I mean, they were not a team that reacted very differently when something was going bad. And so maybe there's, you know, some players who think they don't hold everybody accountable. I mean, the way they talked about it at the end of the year after the Chicago loss about not being a team that, you know, can finish certainly had to be a sour feeling for those guys.
No doubt. And wasn't this policy taken before that losing streak? Didn't they have to submit before then?
Yes. Yes. It was finished on December 11th, which I think was right after or right before the Bears win.
Jeez. I mean, you can only imagine how probably it went even more south after they actually had to fill it out and turn it in.
No, it should also be said that, you know, sometimes those surveys, you know, if there's disgruntled guys who weren't playing, they'll, you know, you don't know what percent of the players actually filled it out either.
Right.
I don't think it's, I wish the NFLPA would tell us that, you know, like.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone. T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
67% of the team filled out the ballots, but they don't do that. So you have to, you know, everybody assumes it's 100% of the locker room.
Tom, the other thing about this is them being the youngest team for the last couple of years, with guys that haven't played anywhere else, they've only played in Green Bay. They don't know what it's like in other locker rooms, working with other head coaches. How much of that do you think potentially plays into this versus a guy like Micah Parsons has played for a couple of different head coaches and is showering Matt LaFleur with all this praise?
Yeah. Well, you know, Micah Parsons is never going to be treated badly. You know, Jordan Love's not going to be treated badly. You know, those type of guys are not going to be the ones who are going to be disgruntled. But I think you have to, you know, take a really macro view of the locker room and really understand. And I think you have to be willing to accept the criticism. I think you have to find a way to get your players to be honest and tell you what they like and what they don't. And I don't think you can put your head in the sand. And that was the purpose of the column, was take it seriously. I mean, even if it's not true, then you'll find that out. But find out if there is a problem. Because if there is, then, you know, you're spinning your wheels.
I'm with Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on X at Tom Silverstein. What do you expect now as far as players that are going to be released essentially or have new deals done here as we get ready for free agency? You've got, of course, Instagram madness going on with people reading into everything. Rashawn Gary, Instagram of a Packer sweatshirt on the ground. Clay Walker erases all Packer stuff from his Instagram. Who should we be expecting to be released here at some point by the Packers?
Well, I think we know that Elgton Jenkins will be released.
Can I counter that for a second? I said this yesterday on our show. When Dolman says, okay, I'm out, I'm retiring on the Bears at age 27, and you know there's not a lot of great free agent options out there already at center, the best guy is the guy in Baltimore who is going to be the highest paid center in football, whether it's by Baltimore or somebody else. So there's not a lot of great options. So if you decide, okay, we're moving on from Elgton Jenkins, I mean, there's a good chance you're going to end up with a rookie center potentially starting, unless you think Monk is the answer, versus maybe you extend Jenkins a year, restructure his contract, whatever, and stay with what you know and not have to worry about filling that position.
If it were me, I mean, I would do whatever I could to keep Elgton Jenkins. I know he's gotten trashed for how he played, but he only played a few games there, and he was starting to pick it up pretty well, I thought. And he still, if you watch what he did, he knows how to play the game, and he's still physically capable of playing the game. And I think he could have been the center, and I still think he could be. But my guess is they'll see what happens with Sean Ryan. They don't have to cut Jenkins right away. You know, they can see what happens with Ryan, whether they can get him back at a decent price, and then maybe they make a decision with Elgton Jenkins. You know, there's a lot of room. They can restructure about six guys and get like $40 million in cap space. That's pretty good. That's enough to operate, but you're pushing like $45 million into the future. And, you know, I don't know if you want to do that.
Kicking the can down the road. We've seen that before with the Packers.
Right. But, you know, then again, the cap is always going up, and maybe they feel like they can do it. But they pretty much would have to max out everybody. And there's only about six guys that it's worth doing. So maybe they do that. Maybe they do that and say, yeah, we're keeping Elgton Jenkins. I don't totally disagree with your point. I just think at his cap number, It's rough. It's tough to do that.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you save like $20 million if you move on from him. I get why you move on from him. That makes total sense. I'm just saying, based on the market and what's there, I don't really want a rookie center with Jordan Love when you're going into a season, and any season that you have Micah Parsons currently becomes Super Bowl or bust, I think, for the Packers at this point. I just don't know if you want to put yourself in that position. Tom, free agents that are out there, where do you expect them to go shopping to fill needs versus where they may go for the draft?
A linebacker for sure. I mean, I think they pretty much know that Quay Walker's not coming back.
Right.
I think he's going to get more than they're willing to pay. So they're definitely going to have to find linebackers. They got to find guys that fit Gannon's, scheme. I don't think that'll be impossible. I think they may have to pay a little bit, but I don't think they'll have to pay as much as they had to pay Quay Walker. And the way Gannon runs his system, he plays some dime, and he likes to use safeties as nickel linebackers. And so I think they kind of feel like they can get away with that if they let Quay Walker go. I think they may – they don't tend to go for skill players, but I don't know what's going to happen either at running back – wide receiver, if they lose Romeo Doubs, if they decide not to bring back Dontayvion Wicks, then they might want to look for someone. I still think they might make a run at Doubs. I'll be interested to see how that one goes.
Tom, thanks so much for coming on. As always, enjoy reading your stuff, as everybody does. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Packers beat writer. Follow him on X at Tom Silverstein. It's going to be a fun one next week. We know that, Tom.
Absolutely. It's going to be really fun.
Tom, thank you so much, buddy. Have a good weekend.
All right. See ya.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm Sarah Turney.
And I'm Courtney Nicole.
We're the hosts of the Crime House original podcast, The Final Hours.
Crime has impacted both of our families, teaching us how the last conversations, the missed red flags, can change everything.
On The Final Hours, we examine the moments before a disappearance and the questions that never got answered. A podcast that puts the moments before a disappearance under a microscope.
Listen to and follow The Final Hours, available now wherever you get your podcasts.